Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show.
Dink, a dink a dink, a dink a do, a dink a dink.
Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and that Lothario of the Lumbago set, Victor Moore. Ladies and gentlemen, you may have noticed in the past week a tremendous movement to draft Durante for vice president. And here is the man who started it, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
Each day with a song.
Paint the walls green.
Now even when things go wrong.
Paint the ceiling blue.
You feel better. You even look better.
Paint the floors yellow.
Stop the music. Stop the music.
And I want the dining room painted brown, the living room painted orange, and the whole outside painted lavender.
Mr. Dewey must be pretty confident he's changing the color of the White House already. Don't call the piano movers, Harry. Dewey is not in yet.
Well, Snaz, the presidential race is really beginning to get exciting, isn't it? Dewey, Stassen, Warren, Taft.
Wait a minute, Howard. Speaking off the record, with Petrillo's permission. I have a little inside gossip on Senator Taft. Did you know that he went on a diet?
Senator Taft went on a diet? Why?
He heard that the team song of the Republican convention is going to be, "I don't want him, you can have him, he's too fat for me." At the ready, you must have taken a bath in Oxidol. You're spotless tonight.
Well, tell me, Jimmy, where do you stand in the present political situation?
Right where I've always stood, Howard. Candidate for the vice presidency. And if there's anybody in this audience who's got anything to say against me, I want them to feel free to speak his mind.
Well, Mr. Durante, I...
If there's anything I hate, it's a blabbermouth. Ushers, remove that man. I doubt if I'll get any more laughs from him.
Well, now, Jimmy, this isn't a criticism, but if you're elected, how do you propose to stop the quibbling, which often hamstrings the action of Congress?
I don't know what you said, but I hope my answer fits. My plan, Mr. Petrie, is to make Hawaii. There I go. It's the coal that's frozen up my tongue.
Yes.
My plan, Mr. Petrie, is to make Hawaii the 49th state. Couldn't they give me another state like Ohio? They gotta make it Hawaii. My plan, Mr. Petrie, is to make Hawaii the 49th state. Then they'll send two beautiful hula dancers to the House of Representatives.
Well, will that stop quibbling, Jimmy, just putting two hula dancers in Congress?
Certainly. Who's gonna object when they put their motion before the House? And as an addendum to the referendum, I'm going to raise the standard of living to the status quo.
Yes.
So that everybody is guaranteed a living wage.
Well, now, that's a good idea, Jimmy. After all, money talks.
Yes, money talks, but nowadays you can't keep it long enough to start a conversation. An intelligent observation. I wonder how I ever thought of it.
Jimmy, you're so right about the cost of living. Why, these days, I can't afford to eat steak.
Well, don't you eat turkey?
No, turkey doesn't agree with me.
Don't let that bother you. Turkey doesn't agree with Russia either, but Stalin keeps nibbling at the giblets. And Howard, speaking of Russia, if I'm elected, I got a plan for collecting all the money Russia owes us on Lend-Lease. I'm going to send 10 guys over there that'll squeeze out every nickel.
Who are you sending over, Jim? Diplomats?
No, salesmen from a used car lot. Boy, Molotov will be mortified when they force the fog lights on him.
Well, Jimmy, it sounds like you've got an unbeatable platform. And I know you'll be happy to learn that there's an old friend here who wants to help your campaign. You know him, Mr. Ripple, the Commissioner of Rivers and Waterways.
Get your barrels ready, men. We just struck a gusher. But tell me, Mr. Ripple, how do you propose to help me get elected?
Well, I speak with a fine spray that would be very valuable in your campaign song.
A spray in your voice is going to help my campaign song?
Sure, you furnish the ink-a-dinker, and I'll furnish the dirr.
I had an answer to that, folks, but he washed it off my script. Wait a minute, Mr. Ripple. Who's this youthful cherub standing here beside you?
Oh, this is my little boy, Trickle. Say hello to Mr. Durante, son.
How do you like that? How do you like that? I'm surrounded by a gusher on one side and a squirt on the other.
Yeah, Mr. Durante, he helps me with my work in the Department of Rivers and Waterways.
What do you do, son?
I ensure your puddles.
He talks funny, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a drip off the old faucet.
You know, Mr. Durante, I think that water...
Don't look now, Sonny, but I think your pop just ran dry.
Yes, come on, Pop.
Where are you taking him?
Over to the reservoir to get his tank filled. To the...
You know, I'm glad they left. I was beginning to get caught in the undertow. Well, Mr. Petrie, what's next on the agenda?
Well, now, Jimmy, yesterday was your birthday, and we here in the Rexall program want to help you celebrate it tonight. Now, here's a little something for you that we all chipped in for. We didn't know how old you were, so we didn't buy any candles. But, well, here it is anyway.
Oh, wasn't that sweet? A cupcake with a piece of punk on it. But listen, fellas, I'm only a secondary figure in this celebration. Let me explain the situation to you. The other night, I'm walking home and feeling so gay. When I'm walking home, I'm always that way. What a home I got. The kitchen is delightful. The living room is grand. And the bathroom is out of this world. Which makes it a little bit inconvenient. When I opened up my door, I got the grandest surprise. All my friends were there, and they began to harmonize. Wait a minute. Curb your enthusiasm. This isn't my birthday.
It isn't?
No. But it's the birthday of someone near and dear to me. It's my nose's birthday, not mine. And I'm proud to say the schnauzer's doing fine. You know, my nose was born upon this day in 1893. Exactly 2 weeks later, the stork delivered me. It was the first time in history that a nose outweighed the child. When I was born, my dad took one look at my schnauz and said to the stork, "Take that back. Just because our country's emblem is an eagle, that don't mean we have to raise one." But in spite of my dad, the schnauz and I are closer than Damon and Petunias. Not even a mustache has ever come between us. You know, I tried to raise a mustache once, and what happened? Nothing. It wouldn't grow in the shade. But I'm as happy as I can be, 'cause it's my nose's golden anniversary. You know, folks, as I traveled hither and thither down life's highway, my schnauz was always with me. Why, I remember my first train ride. I was in a lower berth when I decided to call the porter. So I stuck my nose out through the curtain, and what happened? The porter came by, grabbed my schnauz, and before I could pull it back in, he brushed it, shined it, polished it, and said, "Now where's the other shoe?" But in spite of everything, I've always managed to give the schnauz up to date. When the styles changed, I gave it the new look. I let the hem down 3 inches. However, I'll always be obliged to the schnauz. I'll never forget the time it saved my life. It was one of those sultry weekends at the beach. I am in the water swimming the Australian crawl when I found myself face to face with a vicious swordfish. He was just about to attack, but after taking a second look at the nose, the swordfish said, "I give up. You're equipped with a superior weapon." So you see, I am as happy as I can be. Cause it's my nose's golden anniversary. Yes, sir, it's my nose's golden anniversary.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Did you know that more than 2,000 different drug products bear the name Rexall? That's a big family indeed, and a highly respected one, too. For in millions of American homes, the familiar name Rexall has come to mean the utmost in quality, purity, and reliability. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall. Have confidence in what that name means. Quality, purity, and reliability in drug products. Get them at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug needs.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
I love those Rexall commercials. And Howard, I want to thank you for that lovely bowl of goldfish you gave me for a present.
Oh, did you like them, Jim?
Yeah, but this morning when I looked in the goldfish bowl, all I found was a note from my cat.
A note from your cat? Well, what did it say?
It said, leave 6 cans of sardines under the back porch, and I'll return the goldfish unharmed. What a sneaky cat. He was holding the goldfish for ransom in an old hot water bottle. But to digress from the proceedings, we present at this
time... Just a
minute,
Jimmy. There's somebody here you invited to your birthday party.
Remember me?
I'm Candy.
This kid has to run downstairs to talk to himself. Are you sure I invited you to my party?
Oh, yes. I've even written a poem about it. Listen. I'm going to Jimmy's party. And when the birthday cakes aglow, I'll whip out every candle.
Because I'm feeling mighty blow.
Digress once more from the interruption to the elocution, we present a preview of the picture of the week.
I walk alone.
You walk alone?
I have to. When I'm on the sidewalk, there's hardly room for anybody else.
Victor Moore. Victor. Victor, you're not so fat. It's just that success has went to your stomach.
Well, Jimmy, let's not talk about me. I heard that yesterday was your birthday. Well, I just want to wish you many, many happy returns of the day.
Thanks, Victor. That touches me deeply.
I'm not one for making speeches, Jim. But as you slide down the banister of life, may the splinters never be pointed the wrong way.
That touches me even deeper.
Tell me, Jimmy, how old are you anyway?
38. Jack Benny can get away with it, so can I.
Well, it doesn't matter, Schnoz. I only say a man is as old as he feels.
Well, how do you feel, Victor?
I think I'll lie down for a while.
Victor, you've been overdoing it again. I warned you not to open pistachio nuts on the day of the broadcast.
Well, Jimmy, before I forget, here's a little birthday gift I brought for you.
Oh, Victor, you shouldn't have done it. Let's see what it is. Oh, it's a sweater.
Yeah, don't spread this around, but I knitted it myself.
It's a lovely sweater, Victor. And don't feel bad because you didn't leave a hole for my head. I can always wear my glasses on the outside.
Birthdays are nice, Jimmy.
Yeah, I always got a kick out of them, even when I was a kid.
Well, I didn't. Jimmy, I had a very confused childhood.
A confused childhood?
Yeah, the stork that brought me forgot to leave a set of instructions.
Victor, I got news for you. The stork doesn't bring babies.
He don't?
No.
Well, how do you like that? My father's been lying to me all these years.
Well, Victor, here's someone every man should know about. And she wouldn't do their fathers any harm either. I'm talking about the Chantuzzi of great songs, Peggy Lee. Hello, Peggy.
Buenas noches, muchachos. ¿Cómo están ustedes? ¿Están bien?
Muy bien. Awesome.
Peggy, where did you learn so much Spanish?
I go to all of Xavier Cugat's fights.
She didn't want to say that. Ever since she wrote the words of the song Manama, she speaks Portuguese like a native from Portland. If the writer of that joke ain't on a super chief, what's holding him? But have you ever been to Mexico, Peggy?
Oh, I lived down there for quite a while, Jimmy, and I loved it. Whenever I come back, I feel as though I'd left a part of me there.
I don't know what you left there, but I'll bet they miss what you brought back.
I got $1 million.
You better keep an eye on this kid, Jimmy.
Your job is in jeopardy.
Everybody wants to get into the act. Look, I'm having a little birthday party at my house after the broadcast tonight, and I want you both to be there. The place will be amuck with wine, women, and song.
Well, I can furnish the women. I'll call Mr. I know Mr. I can call... Oh, maybe I better bring the wine.
Well, Jimmy, I can furnish the song. How about mañana?
Not mañana, Peggy. Sing it right now.
Dripping and the fence she's falling down. My pocket needs some money so I can go into town. My brother isn't working and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor so I can't go anywhere. My mother's always working, she's working very hard. But every time she looks for me, I'm sleeping in the yard. My mother thinks I'm lazy, and maybe she is right. I'll go to work mañana, but I gotta sleep tonight. Oh, once I had some money, but I gave it to my friend. He said he'd pay me double, it was only for a lend. But he said a little later that the horse, she was so slow. Why he gave the horse my money, it's something I don't know. My brother took a suitcase and he went away to school. My father said he only learned to be a silly fool. My father said that I should learn to make a chili pot. But then I burned the house down, the chili was too hot. The window, she is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't fix it, I'll be soaking to my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window on such a sunny day. Oba, oba.
Here's a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
In the great Rexall Control Laboratory, many different scientific tests are made every day to make sure that Rexall products are compounded correctly. Some liquid products, for instance, are tested for viscosity. Or to invent a handy word, we might call it pourability. Certainly no one wants a liquid drug product that is so thick it won't pour at all. And many liquids, such as milk of magnesia and mineral oil, must be thick enough so that they don't pour too fast. That's why Rexall uses the vicosimeter, a highly accurate instrument which measures vicosity scientifically. This is only one of many tests made on Rexall products, but it's a part of your guarantee that you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall. at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well, Victor, how do you like the way my house is fixed up for the party? You may not realize it, but that genuine chop suey hanging from the Chinese lantern.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty. By gosh, Jimmy, I can hardly wait. When the party starts, I'm going to grab every girl I see and hug her and kiss her and squeeze her and squeeze her like she's never been squeezed before.
Victor, are you really going to do that?
No, but before every party, I give a pep talk to my Irish.
Oh, I see. That's what... You're lucky. The last time I contacted my arteries, the message came back marked address unknown. But, Victor, everybody be here in a minute. I think I'll... See, here they are now. Excuse me, I'll answer the door. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. Hello.
Whose car is that parked out there on the sidewalk?
It's my car, officer.
Well, isn't that just dandy now? How would you like a ticket?
No, thanks. I'm not going to the policeman's ball this year. I'm tired of dancing with you cops.
Now, never mind your shenanigans. You park your car on the sidewalk, and you're getting a summons.
Officer, I'm surprised at you. You mean you'll arrest a fellow Hibernian?
No, I don't care if you... Oh, well, now. Oh, so it's a fellow Irishman you are. Oh, tell me, is your family from County Cork?
My family goes even further than Cork. They went halfway down the bottle. Am I an Irishman, he says. Faith and be God, my face is the map of Ireland.
Yeah, but what about that nose?
Step up and kiss the Blarney Stone.
Oh, so it's making sport of me are now.
On the contrary, officer, I realize I'm wrong and I'm willing to accept the summons.
Well, ain't that sweet of you?
Oh, no, you don't. I heard what's been going on. Jimmy, and I'm not letting this flat-footed Cossack push you around.
Please, Victor, I'm doing all right the way I am.
Now, don't worry, Jimmy. They don't call me Victor the Fixer for nothing. I haven't met the man who tells me what to do. Do you hear? I haven't met the man who tells me what to do.
Well, you've met him right now. Shut up!
I'm glad to meet you.
Boy, that's diplomacy.
Now, listen to me, you overgrown ham hock. I was going to let this bugle beak off, but on account of you, I'm throwing the book at him. Here's a summons for parking on the sidewalk, reckless driving, resisting arrest, endangering life, limb, and property, and keeping an unsanitary goat in the premises.
Now, you leave me out of this.
Wait a minute, officer. I was only parking my car on the sidewalk. You can't give me a summons. It's unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional it is, eh?
Yeah. The Constitution guarantees everyone life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't that right, officer?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, parking on the sidewalk makes me happy.
Oh, it does it? Well, your case comes up in the morning.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This court is now in session. Judge Frankfurter presiding.
Are you Felix Frankfurter?
No, Skinless. Just sit down, bucket pants. Now, the state of California versus James Durante. Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty. And if I'm convicted, I'll take my case to a higher court. And if I don't get satisfaction, I'll take my case to the Supreme Court. And I'll even go higher than that. I'll take my case to a notary public.
Don't worry, Jimmy. They don't call me Victor the Fixer for nothing. In the words of John Paul Jones, don't give up the... We have not yet begun to... Oh, what's the difference? He's dead, anyhow.
If he's dead, he must have had you for a lawyer.
Here, the defendant will rise and hear the charges read. The charges against James Durante are parking on the sidewalks, reckless driving, resisting arrest, endangering life and limb and property, perjury, larceny, sabotage, treason, and smoking in the patrol wagon.
I'm lucky they didn't smell the sense then on my breath.
And carrying concealed sense head.
They smelled it.
Now, wait a minute, Your Honor. I don't think you're paying attention to the proceedings. Why do you keep on sticking your head under your black robe?
Underneath, I'm developing pictures. Let's continue with the case. Is the defendant satisfied with the jury?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm convinced that the jury is completely unbiased.
Then will the jury rise and identify themselves?
Pete Durante. Harry Durrani.
Eddie Durrani.
Charlie Durrani.
Stan Durrani. Bill Durrani.
Tune in tomorrow for another episode of One Man Stammer.
Now, before we start the examination, does the defense wish to challenge any of the jurors?
Well, I think I can lick that little old lady on the end.
Order in the court.
Your Honor, may I interrogate my client, the defendant?
Proceed.
Mr. Durrani, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Well, in that case, we're licked before we start.
Proceed with the witness, Pudgy.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Durrani, tell Judge Frankfurter, in my own words, exactly what happened.
Well, Your Worship, I...
Never mind. Well, Mr. Durrani, isn't it true that the officer was unjustified in giving you a ticket for parking on the sidewalk?
I object.
You object?
Yes. You think he was convicting me or something? Yes, I was in park and I was driving on the sidewalk. In California, it's the only safe place.
Well, Jimmy, there's only one way to beat this rap. Plead guilty and throw yourself on the mercy of the court.
Okay, Victor, I'll do it. Your Majesty, I admit that you caught me with my ipso facto doubt. And in view of the habeas corpus, I plead guilty to the charges and the sales tax. And throw myself on the mercy of the court.
In that case, I'll pass sentence immediately. 20 years at hard labor.
Wait a minute. I demand a new trial.
On what grounds?
On the grounds that I ain't doing so good in this one.
Good health to all from Rexall. We hope you're feeling fine. So always call for Rexall, where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall. Available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Touche, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs, and furthermore, Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How about you? When I'm far away, when we're far away from you. Now, who will be with you when I'm far away? Let me hear that band. Hit it. Say, now, who's going to buy you all those pretty things? Who's going to tell you all those? What a note. What a note.
A delightful note, Mr.
Yes, Durrani. A note of exuberance, Mr. Moore. But seriously, Victor, we're really having a party at my house after the broadcast tonight. I'd like to take you with me, but I can't. I'm taking Peggy Lee.
Now, wait a minute, Jimmy. I'm taking Peggy Lee.
Sorry, boys, but I already have an escort.
You have? Who is it?
Well, however.
Well, Rex, all for tonight, folks. Victor Moore will be back with us next week. Also, Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy, the crew chief's quartet, Dave Barry, who plays the part of Mr. Ripple, yours truly, Howard Petrie,
and Jimmy Durrani in person. Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
The program was produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.